Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it. Okay, today on the Retired Podcast, I gotta talk quieter because our child is asleep. It is currently 1:20 in the morning.
That's how we do.
We're gonna do a little bit of this or that.
Okay.
So we'll just ask each other
words.
We'll just ask each other questions. And I do have ChatGPT helping me out.
Shout out ChatGPT, our sponsor for the Retired Podcast. Just kidding. Jokes.
Okay. Would you rather?
Is it a softball or baseball, this or that?
Like, I think they both apply.
In our lane.
Oh. Yeah, just say whatever matches up with you.
Okay.
Like, I'll answer for softball.
Okay.
And you can answer for baseballs. Okay, would you rather have a day game or a night game?
Ooh. I think definitely night game. Something about playing under the lights. Yeah, I definitely like night games. But I always
hate night games.
Saw better during the day.
Exactly.
But the vibe of a night game atmosphere is usually better.
Okay. I don't disagree, but I kind of do. I'm a day game kind of person.
I feel like y'all played more day games in college softball.
No.
No.
Incorrect.
I only had one day game, and it was Sunday.
Same. Okay. Friday night, Saturday night.
Well, Saturday.
Well, no, it depended because ours were on TV. So, but I'm talking about just in general. Like,
I don't know what that's like.
we had to do like based on whatever the ESPN schedule
was. Mid-major guy over here.
So I guess that's true. Friday was night. Saturday was like mid-afternoon. But if it was like a big TV game, like
Saturday night,
prime time, it was like 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I like night games.
Okay.
Something about playing under the lights.
I'm a day kind of person. I just gotta see. I feel like no field I've ever played on has really great lights.
Yeah.
And the amount of anxiety you feel when a pop-up is hit beyond the scope of the lights.
That's happened to me before.
It's horrible.
Dropped it against TCU, actually.
That's brutal.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Day game in pro ball, night game in college ball.
Yeah. More fans at the night game?
No.
At UGA?
Well, more fans all the time in college than pro ball because I was in single A. But
that's not true. Vermont had a great fan base.
Yeah.
Cleburne?
That's true.
Cleburne was indie and that had a great fan base.
Cleburne night games. But the lights in single A were just tough. So that's why I say day games in single A. Night games everywhere else.
Very specific answer.
Okay, move on before I keep going. Night games in Arizona at spring training because the daytime sun in Arizona is horrendous. The sky is an outfitter. Don't get me started. Okay, what's next?
I guess this is a uniform question. Light or dark uniforms?
There's just so many ways to go here.
Just don't overthink it.
It depends.
Don't overthink it.
White. Light.
White, okay. All white. Don't wear white pants. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you just
can't. I think it's weird in baseball, you don't, like, in softball, black pants are normal.
Yeah, we don't do dark.
Dark gray pants are normal. White pants are colored pants are normal. Like,
starting,
any kind of colored pants.
It's starting to
become,
like, that's a thing of 2020 and beyond. Fandy kind of started it with their all black pinstripes, and then everybody's doing, like, solid color on color.
A&M's, like, cream
that's
color with maroon
beautiful.
Pinstripe,
yeah.
Just like immaculate.
Yeah, I will always be a fan of just like the traditional all white uni. It's clean. Pinstripes for sure, but I don't know. I mean, I don't dislike the solid colors.
Yeah.
But light is usually the classic good look for sure.
Okay. Would you rather lose on a walk off or get beat by 20 runs?
Lose on a walk-off.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what a 20-run game looks like for an outfielder? It's horrendous.
No, what a 17-run game looks like as a shortstop.
It's either me standing with my glove on my hip while everybody's being walked over and over again. or it's me running balls down in the gaps nonstop over
what's
and over
the
again.
Most what's the most runs you've ever had scored against your team?
I think there was like a 22 or something like that in college once.
In college?
Maybe it was college.
That's tough. Say
it was college. I don't think it ever got above 20 in Pro Bowl.
That's tough. We beat a team like 24-2 in college one time.
But I think that's what it was they had 22, but like we had just as many. Like it was just a slugfest. It was probably a Sunday game. And just everyone's pins.
String shortstop
pins
out there.
Were running low, and guys were just raking. Probably a wind out kind of day. But yeah, I'd rather lose on a walk off because those 20 run games are tough. I've only been a part of a few.
That. I was like so solid set on 20.
You'd rather just get destroyed than like lose in a nail biter.
Yeah, no I think way. So.
I would always rather be in it. Like. Think about how much time you stand on defense. Like, those are such long innings.
I know, but, like...
There is nothing worse than standing on defense for long innings.
So you'd rather just get in and out of the game quickly then? Like, I don't mind being there for a while.
I don't hate a 2.5-hour game.
Okay. It's kind of long for softball.
Exactly. A 20-hour game in baseball is 4 hours.
20-hour game?
A 20-run game in baseball is 4 hours. No.
Okay.
No.
But a golf round is how many?
5.
Weird.
4.5.
Weird.
Golf's a lot more peaceful.
Weird.
I love being on a golf course. It's calm.
Running balls down the gaps.
Walking, watching pitchers walk people. Not calm. Not
okay.
fun.
Do you have any for me?
I do have a softball specific one.
Okay.
High pony or braids?
That's kind of like... what your superstition is, though. Because, like, it just depends. Everyone has different game day hair. I like, personally, it depends on who you are. Pros and cons to both.
Mm.
Okay? If you wear braids, like, French braids all the way down.
Mm-hmm. The real deal.
Your visor, Velcro, is going to get stuck in them and pull them at some point. But, when you put your helmet on, braids... perfectly intact.
Oh yeah, I can see.
With a pony, your visor is going to be under it, so it's not going to be a problem. When you put your helmet on, it squashes your ponytail every single time.
Have you ever played with anybody who just like let their hair down like straight?
With a visor on top, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I couldn't imagine.
I think I did that when I was little. Actually, I
cannot imagine trying to play with hair that long. Okay.
Dudes do it.
Yes. Yeah. Some. Yeah. I mean,
they not put that ched
that long, but like
a lot of POs.
Pitchers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather make a diving play or hit a home run?
Home run.
Okay, let me rephrase.
Offense guy.
Game winning diving play.
Or just a regular
home run. Or just like a regular home run.
Homer.
What?
The feeling of hitting home runs is the best feeling ever in baseball.
Okay.
No, it was like robbing the ball over the, like a rob. That's a fun. I've only done that once.
Sure, game. Like, it's a game winning.
Legit.
I mean, it's game
robbing
winning.
A baseball.
Yeah.
Full extension.
You're robbing the baseball?
I've robbed a ball before.
I thought you were robbing the player of the home run.
Anyways. No, give me the homer all day.
Okay.
I love hitting home runs. It's the best feeling.
Okay, well, the next question's stupid. Defense or offense?
Defense. No, I'm just kidding. Offense, for sure.
Okay.
Not a huge fan of defense. I mean, it's
extremely important. All you've done so far is hate on defense.
I don't know. I just, when I wake up on a game day and I'm getting ready, getting dressed, excited, I'm not excited to go play defense. I'm excited for the chance that I might hit a homer that day. That's just me. What about you? Defense or offense?
Both.
That's not an option. It's this or that.
It depends on if I'm sucking at hitting, then obviously defense. But I played infield. It's different as an infielder, especially in softball. I play third base. It's like you're making like...
You're in the heat of it.
Yeah. Like you're going to make a great play once a game.
And that's fun for you. You enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. So fun. I'm right in the action. I can smell the sweat of the fans. I can feel their spit on the back of my neck.
You enjoyed... Like pregame defense more than pregame BP on the field?
We didn't do pregame BP on the field. We did pregame BP in the cages.
That's tough.
Y'all go like shag balls.
Every single game, BP on the field.
You know what I started thinking about for whatever reason? This is totally off topic. You know when you watch a movie that's supposed to be about baseball? There are no softball movies, so baseball. Like, there's people doing, like, hitting or whatever.
Oh, God.
Literally. The worst.
Now,
like,
what
do they
that?
Not just get anybody, or like the actors who play these people, can you like just practice maybe?
Go find a minor
leaguer. Just YouTube it.
Go find a minor leaguer. Like in the off season, I guarantee you they will come and play the role.
I don't know why I just thought
because
that.
They're not making enough money for the most part unless they sign big.
True.
So they'd love to be in a movie.
Yeah.
They'd love that.
Just like anybody who knows what they're doing. So you don't just
seriously.
Look, just like
just a local high schooler.
Gosh.
What was the one movie? Not Twilight. Twilight's the worst baseball scene I've ever seen in my entire life. But I'll cut
them
some slack because
they were
vampires. So like,
that's true.
It was supposed to look a little weird, I think.
Right, yeah, probably.
God, what was the one movie? There was a movie. Oh, who was the actor? Why do I feel like it was Nick Jonas or Joe Jonas? You know of any movies where Joe Jonas was trying to hit
Camp
a baseball?
Rock?
Maybe it was a Camp Rock scene. I don't know.
I'm not really a big Camp Rock kind of person.
I don't know.
I was a High School Musical kind of person. Another cringy movie with sports.
No, your point.
But they weren't
bad.
I feel like they weren't horrible
though.
At basketball.
No, they looked okay. But
they looked okay.
Your point is great. Like,
what's funny again? Off topic.
It's like get the grip right.
But
at
what's
least.
Funny about I think our sport is like, and we talk about this a lot. You can play baseball or softball, and like go play other sports, and you probably won't be the best. Like especially if you're playing against like professionals.
But you won't look like you've never touched this
right
the ball before.
But like I've seen some like NFL like. Arguably some of the most athletic people on the planet go and try to hit and
it's a
just
sport.
Tragic.
Yeah.
A lot of skill.
But like surely like the producer of the movie or whatever has got to at least
I
check
just don't
the
think
grip.
They know.
Like research the grip. Like I've seen literal people with the upside down hands.
Yeah. I just think I don't care.
Movies. It's tough. I'm going to go find some bad clips.
Yeah.
And add them into this podcast.
Yeah. If it's not copyrighted or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it might be. Anyways, okay. Back to this or that. We got a couple more. Solid socks or stirrups?
Stirrups.
Stirrups for sure. It's a vibe.
Yeah. Next question.
What about when the stirrup comes off the back of your heel, though, like mid-game?
Get better stirrups.
Okay. It's only usually a problem for, like, high stirrup wearers. Like, what inch? Like, how many inches are your stirrup cut?
I don't think
9 inches is like the highest.
I'll tell you what, it was like at A&M because that's the only time we had stirrups.
Y'all had like
pro.
I feel like in softball, it's like the mostly white. Like the stirrups are very high in softball.
These stirrups are like straight out of the 90s. Our managers would come in and they were freshly washed, which we were grateful for. But they would just throw the stirrups like kind of like in the middle of the locker room.
So you just grab them.
And it's like literally mix and match. Like some, if you got there late, like if you weren't the first one to get there, especially like in fall ball, it was like one that was like super long and the one that was like this short. And so you'd have to like hike one up and like.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know.
I know that.
We had great uniforms, I think. So
definitely stirrups here too.
Yeah.
Just looks cool.
So.
Well, I can't really ask you pants up or pants down.
Pants up.
Who's wearing pants down in softball? A couple people?
No. Sometimes.
I've
teams do it. Like Mississippi State used to do it. Katie High School does it. Still, I think.
Sorry.
Not a vibe?
Not a vibe.
Not your thing?
That does not pass the vibe check. Softball
does not
pants
have to be your
down.
Thing. I'll tell you who went pants down, who dropped absolute nukes. It's Kelly Crushman.
Yeah, but that was pro ball. Like, that was... Wasn't it?
Pride.
Wasn't that?
It was Pride.
But I thought they all did.
I think. Or Famous Bandits. No.
Kelly Crushman is awesome.
Real baller.
She rakes. Okay. Got a couple more.
Okay.
Sunflower seeds or bubblegum? Oh, girls don't. Y'all don't really do sun. I'm not gonna. You know what?
A lot of dugouts won't. Or a lot of places won't let you.
Yeah.
SEC. So bubblegum.
What about you personally?
Bubblegum. Water or Gatorade?
Water.
Do you want to be asked a sunflower or bubblegum question?
I was a sunflower seed guy.
No. Flavored or just like true?
Yeah.
But you're a big ranch.
Black pepper. Cracked pepper.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Can you just like taste the freshly cracked
Yeah.
pepper versus... the naan?
No, there was one flavor from Biggs as the bomb. It was like chili lemon, hot, spicy chili lemon. Ooh, yeah, that's good stuff. What are some other baseball this or that?
Well, you don't play softball, but we used to wear shorts when we were little.
That's a definite shorts. No.
Okay, did y'all, actually, just for the viewers here, listeners, short, it was shorts, racer backs.
I don't know what that is.
Or tank tops.
Oh. So much skin. So much flesh.
Knee pads and socks. Anyways, when you practice, do you wear pants to BP or shorts?
It depends.
Okay, on what?
Pro ball shorts. College depends on what the practice schedule was that day.
Okay.
Well, pro ball too. I mean,
do you wear, if you wear shorts, do you wear your long socks with your shorts?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It just depends. I mean, it depends on the schedule.
I don't want that answer. I want the answer. The one.
Well, okay. Let's do this or that for BP. I think everyone will agree shorts BP is best.
We would wear.
And no sock. No, you're not wearing your game socks yet.
Why?
Are we talking the best option? BP with just my regular socks.
Ew.
And then why?
Because you're going to get all sweaty and gross. Do you wear cleats for BP?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, sometimes. I'm wearing my game socks because then I don't have to change.
I mean, I get that.
With sweaty, I don't have to put my game socks on with sweaty feet.
It depends. If you're on the road, road BP, you're wearing your full uniform usually. Or a BP top, but you've already got pants and socks on.
Why?
Time usually is time frame.
Oh, because the visiting team hits after.
This is for college though. Pro ball road BP, yeah, you're just wearing shorts.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever wore like pants in pro ball BP unless it was like practice, like we were in spring training or something. But like actual game days, because BP happens an hour and a half before the game, so everyone has time to. A lot of guys will like go in and shower after our pregame work. Shower, get fresh, and then throw on their uniforms.
Flashy glove or neutral tones?
Neutral. Keep it classy.
Not even like a little bit of flair? Not like a little color?
I mean, a little color. Get some color. Okay, swimming. Yeah, I mean, maybe the laces, but as far as the actual glove goes.
Does white count as neutral?
Not really.
Because you have a white glove that white's comes
flashy.
To mind.
White's flashy.
With blue laces.
Yeah, that was my college glove. And it was flashy. It was cool. Okay. But, like, I quickly went back to just tan with my team lace color.
Okay.
Laces are as flashy as I go. And I usually like to just go one glove the whole, or one color for the whole glove. Not like a, you know, I may do, like, a different palm color, but usually just, like, all tan with lace color.
Okay, instead like the laces, like the
black
stitching
on the palm, the welting tan here, and then like black here. Like it's usually just like one full color, then laces. Simple. Like that. Simple, no, simple, clean.
Simple.
Sure.
Just kidding. I don't mind that. I think like a really rich, chocolatey brown color glove with cream accents is like pretty. Chef's kiss.
You have better gloves than I do, though, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, your gloves are cool. You're good at designing gloves, but that's like an infielder thing. I feel like outfielders just like okay, that's probably a wrap for this one, but
I
do want to
have so much more to give. It's fine.
We're gonna save it. We're gonna do more episodes.
Okay.
But I want to get from the comments, from the fans, give us your best.
Well, two listeners,
this or that, and we'll do it in episode 2 of this or that. Because it's late and we need to go to sleep.
I do.
It is 2 a.m.
tomorrow.
But thanks for tuning in. That is another episode of Retired. And now you know why we're tired. Because we stay up.
We put the tired
in retired. That should be our slogan.
We
put the tired in retired.
Yep.
And whole host is signing off. It's Noah and Riley. We'll see you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in. As always, good night. Or good morning. It's 2 a.m. Bye.
Why are you leaving?
Bye.